every Thursday morning, we have Talk of the Town with Youngstown's mayor, Mayor Jamel Tito Brown. Good morning, Mayor Brown.
Good morning, Lavetta. How are you?
I'm doing good this morning. How are you?
I can't complain. I can't complain either.
You know, COVID-free. I don't have a temperature. Everything is all right in the world. And it looks like, we might be getting a little bit more help from the governor, or things are changing. Tell me about the governor's rollout and what that means.
Lavetta, the governor and his team, we were on a call this week to talk about where we will take the vaccinations to the congregate settings, particularly where there's a higher population of minorities, 65 and over. Mm-hmm. That means that they don't have to get out their car. They're in their buildings. We'll take the vaccinations to their buildings. So whoever wants a vaccination, it's kind of on-site clinic or what they're calling it. We in the city, we've already started that process. We've been reaching out to the local congregate settings and saying, okay, if anybody wants it, meet us at this time. This is going to be another piece. We're going to get the doses that they'll be given to the mobile clinics won't affect the numbers that we're getting. So this will be above and beyond what we're getting. So in essence, we can get more people vaccinated because the governor's put his people out here and really focusing on the elderly and the most vulnerable. So I'm excited about it, and I think it's going to continue to roll out. Lavetta, I talked to a friend of mine, and she lives in one of those settings, and when they came to give the shot the first time, she said no. Mm-hmm. And when I talked to her the other day, she said, they're coming back on Thursday. They're giving a second dose to the people who got their first dose, and I think I'm ready for my first dose. So it's the kind of wait and see. There's some wait and see individuals out there, and I told her I was so proud of her, and it's going to be a great opportunity for her in the future.
Absolutely. There's definitely a wait and see culture going on, because we have often, well, it's Black History Month. We're going to go ahead and get into it. We have often been kind of tested on in the past, and a lot of folks have not forgotten, you know, the Miss Evers Boys situation and all that kind of stuff. People ain't forgot. Like, a lot of them are not still alive, but we have not forgotten that, you know, sometimes you can't really trust everything. So it's good to know that this comes with a more, it's more trustworthy, and that it's actually helping. And, you know, I haven't heard anybody who's had it have any adverse reactions other than normal stuff that happens, you know, even when infants get their shots. You know, you might be a little sore in the injection site, or, you know, just feel a little bit like kind of drained and stuff. That's normal for vaccinations. If you've ever had children, y'all know that a little bit of pain and crankiness sort of is normal after getting any type of vaccine. So that's kind of good to know that, you know, people are trusting this more.
Yeah, and I think you start seeing people that you believe in and that you trust when you start seeing people from your community that look like you, that, mm-hmm. that shop where you shop, you know, get their hair cut or their hair done where you live and work. They're like, well, oh, such and such got theirs, and they don't seem to be doing that bad.
Right.
So you're going to have some side effects there. The focus of the vaccination is to make sure that you don't get severely ill and have to be hospitalized. They're not saying that you won't get any illness, you know, like a common cold or common flu or chills for 24 hours and it's over with. So we've had that. But, I mean, you take that over going to the hospital and have to be, you know, intubated. So
absolutely.
That's the give and take.
Absolutely. And that's a fair give and take as far as I'm concerned. Now, speaking of a little giving and taking, I know Youngstown leads to a lot of different townships and cities and stuff like that. I've heard that there are some corridor partnerships going on. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, Lavetta, we've been reaching out, building partnerships throughout the region. We had Belmont Avenue, we had 422, which would be connecting with Camel and Liberty, Belmont connecting with Liberty, but now we got Glenwood connecting with Boardman, and as well as Market Street connecting with Boardman, and we're looking at Mahoney to connect with Austintown. So we've been working on these plans, and now we just recently put in a grant for some studies to happen on Glenwood. And what I call it is one voice, one ask, where now we got an opportunity. The governor just passed asking the legislators to give him some infrastructure money, and these are projects they'll be looking for. So when we go to the governor, it'll be one voice, one ask. It won't be, you know, 10 different municipalities or cities mm-hmm. asking. It'll be one voice.
Right.
And we'll ask. We know what we want on those corridors, and that gives us a plan. And if I'm a legislator, now I give one, you know, $1 to one voice, one ask, and everyone benefits from it.
Absolutely. And that's the best way to do it, when you put something in together. That way you make more ground. So that's something good to be commended. Thank you so much for that. Any parting words for the citizens of Youngstown before I let you go?
You know, as we continue with COVID-19, I know we have to continue to tell you, we must continue on the path that we're on. I the numbers are looking better. I don't want us to get comfortable.
Right.
I want us to take this, you know, the next 90 to 120 days and continue to social distance, wear your mask, and wash your hands. And if you believe it's the best thing for you and your family, make sure you get a vaccine shot. And we're making every accommodation that we can to make sure those who want the shot, they get the shot.
Absolutely. That is the best way to do it. If you feel like you want to go ahead and get it, go on and get it. But
sure.
Most importantly, it's cold outside anyway. Stay away from everybody and wash your hands.
Absolutely.
Put a mask on. I thank you so much for being on with me this morning, Mr. Mayor. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Loretta.
Thank you all for joining us for Talk of the Town with Mayor Brown. And be sure to join us in our next episode.